The other day I interviewed one of my harshest critics from the phase of my life when I was involved in politics. And this is a person that would have sworn would never come on. And this is actually somebody who has publicly told people not to participate in a project I was working on, you know. And people have tried to cancel me in the past, all kinds of things. And you see many of those same people either praise the show. I mean, the other day somebody sent me a tweet where somebody says, "Now, wow. So, this is what Chude is doing now. Anyway, I love his interviews." And I thought, I know this person from when I used to be on Twitter. I know how hard this person used to go at me.
I think there's a difference between, let me watch a show and enjoy myself, and let me not get carried away and get too involved where I want to hurt people, send curse words to them. Because some people do that. They send us, they DM us saying, "I love you." Some people say, "Die, die, 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 die. It will never be better for you. Your hellfire is going to be stronger than mine." You know, and I'm like, from a show? You don't even know a quarter of who I am, what I do, the lives I touch, the orphans I take care of. You don't know anything about me. Mm. And you're saying that.
There's nobody that would have convinced me that the Chude that was being deeply criticized for politics would be the Chude that, I can't remember the last time, well, maybe it's because I'm not online, but I can't remember the last time that I had to face that kind of criticism. That people who had said all kinds of things would now call me and say they want to come on my show. But what happened, you know, when I first started facing criticism, I used to defend myself a lot. I would just go on social media and try to defend myself. Now, this change happened when I stopped defending myself and I just focused on my work. Like, I'm just doing my work, just trying to do what comes straight from my heart. And so when Dr. Rommel says,
I think that sometimes I think about it and I worry and I say, oh, I hope people are getting the real version and know who I really am. Mm-hmm. But then I don't worry so much. I don't linger in the worry because this is what I believe in. I believe in time tells all. Mm. You know, people, I'm kind of new in the whole space. I know I haven't lived in a long time. Mm. So people can get to know me one way initially, but it doesn't mean that perception will stay. Mm. I could be there, the best doctor they ever knew. They love me and it can change the next year. And they will say, I don't want him anymore.
The energy that many of us waste on trying to shape the narrative and control the narrative is better invested in living out our purpose. I'm not saying that it's a magic bullet that every scandal, every controversy will disappear. I'm saying your best chance of letting people see clearly who you are and what you stand for isn't by defending yourself in the public space. It's by doing your work to the highest possible volume. Then they themselves will see what you don't need to explain with your mouth.